I'm Pat Lencioni here with Chris Stefanik, and here is your 3-minute reset. Today, I'm thinking about burnout, something that all of us experience at times in our lives. And we get burned out at work, certainly, and at home, and in our lives in general. And I think we need to understand that there's different reasons that we get burned out. Sometimes we're just overworked. There's just too many things going on in life. And some of this is inevitable. If we're parents, or if we're spouses, or if we have a job that's really difficult or challenging, burnout is very common. In those cases, we need to work less or take more time off. This is why the Sabbath is so important. Throughout the Gospels, Jesus says, he went away. He said, I'm going to go away to pray. And he retreated to be with his Father and to rest. And so that is so important. But oftentimes, burnout is not a matter of us working too much. It's doing the wrong kind of work. And it says in the Bible that there's different gifts of the Spirit. And not all of us have the same gifts. And when we're doing something that's not an area of giftedness for us, it actually drains us of our energy and joy. So I want everybody to think practically today about what might be causing you to feel burned out sometimes. Is it just that you're not resting? Or is it that you're doing the wrong kind of work that's not feeding you? Now, none of us are exempt from doing stuff that we don't love, but still we're meant to do the kind of work that God gave us gifts in.
And both those things, Pat, are rooted in an understanding of the self as being not a, quote, tool in the hand of God or for society or for your workplace, but being a child of God. We're not human doings, we're human beings. And Christianity is profoundly humanizing. It reminds us of our worth and our value. So we see Jesus escape regularly to pray in the Gospels. And if anyone didn't need to, because he could just tap into his own divine power, it was him. But he was showing us in his human nature how we should be in that self-care. But then the type of work we do, it should proceed from the kind of things that we feel fired up by. Now, of course, you got to do things that are outside that, quote, working genius, right? But the things that we try to lean into should be the things that we feel cut out for. And pay attention to that. That's not selfish. That's you living out who you are. That's you living out your call.
Exactly. And you know, what's interesting though, is if we don't understand which of these drivers is causing our burnout, sometimes what will happen is if we're doing the wrong kind of work, you can get burned out in 3 hours doing the wrong kind of work, and you'll just take time off and you'll find yourself not experiencing peace. So know whether it's overwork and you need more rest or whether it's a different kind of work so that you can address it properly and be the person God made you to be. Mm.
And Pat, I remember this podcast came to your office feeling burnt out and you said, let's do something new. And I said, I don't have time to do more. It's the problem. He's like, no, you're doing the wrong stuff. So thanks for your counsel in this direction. Let's pray. Lord, thank you for making us not just tools to get jobs done, but your children. Help us to live out who we are by self-care and rest and by doing the stuff that fires us up when we feel burnt out. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.